came to Reb Chetzkel of Ramsky. Chetzkel of Ramsky. To ask him what to do. So he went into whatever. He said, I'll give you a bracha that you should do the surgery, but I'm not prepared to take a chras on my own. I want someone else to take a chras. Go to the stipler. So they went to the Nagot, they went to the stipler. And the stipler, they said, Mamash ordealed over it for a long, long time and said, I can't take a chras for the surgery. I know they'll call a kach a chras for the surgery. So they went back to Reb Chatzkel. I'm telling you because I heard this from Reb Pult himself, otherwise I wouldn't have the gall to say these words. I was just, when he said them, it was like, and he said them 20 times, he was like, I was in his sukkah once, and he was telling over this to a few people. So they came back to Reb Chatzkel and said, the stipler said he can't take a chras. So Chatzkel said, go back to the stipler and tell him, ze lo maspik leshev b'bnei brak lichtov svarim. It's not enough to sit in Bnei Brak and write svarim. A godel tzirich lekach achrayas. A Jew needs to take achrayas. Eventually, I think they went to the Gerer Rebbe, and the Gerer Rebbe took achrayas, and they did the surgery, and everything was fine. So Reb Pult said, you understand? What does that mean? It's lo maspik. Lo maspik. Yishev lechtav svarim b'Bnei Brak. Tzirich lekach achrayas. A Jew needs to take responsibility. So one of the guys asked Reb Pult, what does it mean taking responsibility? In this situation, what does it mean taking responsibility? He said, you're guaranteeing everything will be okay. What is that, chrayas? If you tell someone to go ahead and have surgery, you're guaranteeing, yeah. That's a chrayas. So that's what you're talking about. Why did Rav Shach when he was 90 get off his... A kid came to see Rav Shach, he was trying to get into Yeshiva Ketanus or whatever, and he came to Rav Shach, he never knew Rav Shach, they said, go get a brocha from Rav Shach. So I went to Rav Shach, he said, I'm trying to get into Yeshiva Ketanus, was a mod kasher, they don't want to take me. I came for a brocha, Rav Shach gave him a brocha. You know? That night, this brocha gets a call from the Rosh Yeshiva, why does he tell us that you shaykh, that you got kesher with Rav Shach? I said, what are you talking about? I just met him once, I went to film a brocha. He said, what are you talking about? Rav Shach came from Bnei Brak to Shalayim to the Yeshiva this afternoon to beg us to take you into the Yeshiva. That's taking a chras. You give a brocha, you give a brocha. But you only see that by the gedolim. You don't see that by the people you and I are dealing with on a day-to-day basis. That's what makes them gedolim. That's what sets them apart.
But we don't say it's a final decision. It belongs to the people themselves. That means the Rav can give advice.
No, we're talking about taking a chras.
Yes.
If you tell somebody go ahead and get this job or go ahead and do this operation or whatever, it means you're taking a chras. You're responsible. You know, in Rav Shach, I'll tell you what means taking a chras. When the Scud War was on, Milchamet HaMifratz, what was it called? The Scud War, the Gulf War, whatever. There was a big decision as to whether to close the Kollelim or not. There's two stories actually. Whether to close the Kollelim or not. Because it was dangerous. At night, there was curfews coming back, going, whatever. It's not just being in Kollel, it's the traveling back and forth, the kids alone at home, whatever. Rav Shach took a chrayas to keep the Kollelim open. Rav Shach took a chrayas to keep the Kollelim open. They said Rav Shach, after the war was over, was ill. He went to hospital. He was ill. The daiger he had every night. Did anything happen? Did everybody get home okay? Is everything all right? He took so much a chrayas, he was ill from it. What does this mean? So Yaakov Drutman told me this myself. You know Jeff Drutman? Yaakov Drutman, he was by Rav Gershonovitz. Rav Gershonovitz was a Goyin Oilam, lived in the Negev. Beyond godless. The Baba Sali used to get brachos from him. You understand who he was. He was Goyin Oilam. He used to tell people on Erev Shabbos whether to go to Bnei Brak or not. If they were expecting babies, he used to tell them whether to stay in the Tivot, or he lives in the Tivot, or go to Bnei Brak, and he was never wrong. If he told you to go to Bnei Brak, you had a baby on Shabbos. If he told you to stay in the Tivot, you didn't. 30 years he never got a draw. No one ever got the machale in the Tivot while he was alive. After his nifta, people started getting the machale. You're talking about a great man. There was a shala what to do with the chadorim. Rav Shach took a chras for the kollelim, but do you close the chadorim during the Scud War or not? Rav Gershonova told him if you close the chadorim, you have to leave Eretz Yisrael. It was a makom sukkanim. He said you can close the kollelim loch patli, but the chadorim have to stay alive, have to stay going, because that's the tinoka shel based rabban, and that's what keeps kollelim so going. If you close the chadorim, it becomes a makom sukkanim. So he phoned Rav Shach. Drutman told me this. He was there when the call took place. He was very close, told me this. He phoned Rav Shach and he said to Rav Shach, how can you close the chadorim? Rav Shach said, I'm taking a chras for the kollel. I don't have koich to take a chras for the chadorim. What does it mean you don't have koich to take a chras for the kollel? Just say, keep the chadorim open, Bashem Yazor. No, I'm taking a chras. He got ill from taking a chras. So if Gershon Avot said, I'm prepared to take Achraas for the Chedorim, but it's got to be in your name, because no one's going to listen to me, no one knows who I am. So if Shach said, fine, I'll put it in my name, but I'm not taking Achraas, it's on your shoulders. He said, fine, and they kept the Chedorim open. That's what it means to take Achraas. That's what they were doing. Yeah. Hey, read the stories of Aaron Lay, but not normal. The Chofetz Chaim told the Chazon Ish, just before the Chazon Ish moved to Eretz Yisrael, the Chazon Ish wasn't involved in anything tziburi. No one even knew who he was. Reb Chaim Oiz and the Chofetz Chaim knew who the Chazon Ish was. The world never heard, no one knew who he was. Total unknown, he wasn't involved in anything. As he was leaving Litter to go to Eretz Yisrael, the Chofetz Chaim said to him, he said, I could have also been a Talmud Chochem if I wasn't involved in Tzachet Tzibur. That was his parting words to him. And from then, the Chazon Ish became totally involved in, I mean, we know the Chazon Ish arrived in Eretz Yisrael and started totally involved in. Chofetz Chaim said, I could have also been a Talmud Chochem if I wasn't involved in Tzachet Tzibur. A bit of a Musa Drosha there. No, but that was the Achraas. Achraas. He meant... You know, that's the Gemara there that says someone who learns 101 times compared to someone who learns 100 times, the one who learns 100 times is law of it. And the Chofetz Chaim held, I could have learned 101 times, I would have been something. Now I'm a law of it. I'm a Keilu, I'm not a. Yeah. So those are the differences. The one who says to you, the other one says, Pugach Nefesh, we have to stop in here. That's the difference between the. Yeah. Okay. So we saw the Balatanya, where a person understands what Eino Nevada means. It means you don't even know where you're going in the morning. You get into your car to go somewhere, you don't even know where you're going. Had ever happened to you, you're driving somewhere, and you're listening to a shiur, or you're daydreaming, or whatever, you suddenly arrive, and you're not sure why, where you are, why you're there. Did it ever happen to you? I'm embarrassed. That never happened to me, but people tell me this happens. Dr. Bortz told me once he was driving from Yerushalayim to Telstone, he was listening to a shiur of Moshe Shapiro's, and he suddenly saw like the lights of Tel Aviv, and he was trying to like, what am I doing here? You know, he gets straight past Telstone, straight past. He got so taken up with that he didn't even know where he was. That's never happened to you before.
I've missed a junction, but...
Because you're daydreaming or whatever, you know? So you think, oh, you're such an idiot. You were supposed to miss the junction, you were supposed to be where you are right now. It happens to me sometimes, and suddenly someone's tramping on the side of the road, and they need to go somewhere, and it's where I'm going. And it's because I've turned right instead of left. It ever happened to you then? No? Or you leave 5 minutes late because of some punk, something, whatever, and you get in this guy who's just got to the bus stop and he needs to go to Beit Shemesh. And had you gone on time, you would have missed the right. So we even that, we don't know what we're doing. Hakolo Eila, who Shechayim Munev Betochanim Rak Hei Mahavim Aruva Lishalva Sanefesh Lerugia. This is what we ended with yesterday. The Chovim Salavava says this right in the beginning, that only Imunah and Betochen in Hashem can bring a person to some sense of tranquility and Yeshiva Das and living a well-ordered, balanced life. Kashiru di tzoyid bebetochen ubetmimas yad beyad im Hashem machshavoysav etchneysav mekabolas esayizun anochon. When you're walking with Hashem, living with Imunah and Betochen, your life gets the correct balance. And I think that's why the Gedolim can take so much across. Because how could Rav Shach leave Ponovitz Yeshiva that's got 1,000 students and he's got to give Shia Klali tomorrow and go climb to help one Bocha? So I think that's the vault. Because when you're walking with Hashem and Hashem's running the world, you do what you have to do. Why did this Bocha come and ask me a... You know, they asked the Kasha. why did Mordechai go tell Achashverosh that Big Shang Tzeresh wanted to kill him? Let him kill him. If you heard someone was plotting to kill Hitler, right? You help them. you don't go tell Hitler that why did Mordechai tell Achashverosh? Achashverosh wasn't the biggest tzaddik in the world. Let him kill him. So the Vilna Gaon says, Mordechai thought to himself, why did I hear about this? I heard about it not to do anything, so what do I have to hear about it for? My stoys, I heard about it because I must need to do something. Even though it went against all logic. It was a completely illogical thing to do to go around Chashvar. These guys want to kill you. But he understood that if he heard about it, it must be that I have to do something. There's only one thing that he could do. So he went and he told him. The same, yeah. how many things come across our table, but I can't, I'm too busy, I haven't got time, I've got to do something else. How did the Gedolim manage to do everything that comes? Because he understood, myself, this is my job, what about all the other jobs? Hashem runs the world. You know, I once told somebody, I had terrible toothache. He said, why don't you go to the dentist? I said, I just haven't had time. He said, you know, you're not Pekoyos. I said, well, because I'm going to the dentist? He said, no, because you think that Hashem can't run the world while you're at the dentist. You're so busy, you can't go to the dentist? Why have you got toothache? Because Hashem wants you to go to the dentist. So why don't you go to the dentist? Because you're too busy? Busy doing what? Running Hashem's world? This is the thought. If you have even a talking, you understand that Hashem's running the world. You understand you have to do what you have to do and the rest is none of your business. You do whatever you have to do. If I have to get in the corner and go to Shalom and help a bocha in yeshiva or whatever, that's what I'm going to do. Why? Because otherwise, why did this come across my table? Who's going to run the world while I'm busy? Why is that your problem? Hashem's running the world. You can't do these achras things we've been speaking about if you don't have even a talking. I think, I don't know, if you think I'm wrong, tell me. That's Rebecca once gave a share on that. It's called it was based on Emunah B'Toch. I think the shul's share was called availability. When he comes, is that having an Emunah B'Toch frees you up to do what you need to do, because otherwise you're just too busy doing everything that Hashem normally does. It's called, there's another name for it. I don't know what the share was called. You become freed up to do what you need to do. And that gives tranquility. What causes frustration and a lack of tranquility is when you're being pulled in two different directions. He knows that his job is to make his shtadlus, do what you have to do, and that's it. What's going to come is going to come. What's not going to come is not going to come. Lo yegiye le'yodav gam hu, yofoch ha'soilam. You can turn the world upside down, you're not going to get what you need to get. Ha'ishtadlus eini mo'ila ele mukhreches. Ishtadlus has a purpose in and of itself, whether it helps or doesn't help what you want to get to. So, and the Taras Ishtadlus, the Fasim, Mashem, Hashem, Boilam, who's going with that Mahalach? We said all these Mahalchim are correct, you just have to know which ones to use when. The goal, the purpose of Ishtadlus is to be Makar Hashem Shemayim. Ketzad Yoda Adam Ba'eza Oifan Alel Fasim, Mashmoel Akorosh Bocha Boilam. So, how do you know where to be? If Ishtadlus has nothing to do with what I'm trying to solve, Ishtadlus has nothing to do with my panosa, so I'm making Ishtadlus for panosa. You've got to be Makar Hashem Shemayim. So go be Makar Hashem Shemayim, I don't know, whatever, by whatever. Why do I have to duff and go make money? How do you know what Ishtadlus, where to be Makar Hashem Shemayim? How do you know what your job is? So he says like this, the Fiat Srichim Shakolash Bokhu Mazmin Loy. Why was Rabbi Chanina Ben Dois the one that was davening so hard for panosa and sustaining the whole world through his tefillahs? Because he didn't have food. If Rabbi Chanina Ben Dois had lots of food, so he wouldn't have been davening for Panosa so hardly, so the whole world wouldn't have had mazel. How do you know where you need to be mishtadl, where you need to make it? But what you're lacking, what you need. Most of us need Panosa, that's a big issue, yeah, at the end of the month. Very few of us say, oh, well, you know, this month I'm not going to work, because really there's enough in the bank, and I'm just going to, you know, what I have to work for. Like, most people don't have that problem. What did I see recently? It's well, they just told this earth-shattering statistic that in like 10 years, 1% of the world's population is going to own two-thirds of the world's wealth. You have to start working on that 1%, probably can get that list. 1% of the world's population is going to own 66% of the world's wealth. It means that everybody else isn't going to be wealthy. Everyone else is going to be having to make panosa. So what are we davening for? Where are we making shtadlus? In the panosa world, it means Hashem wants us to be the Kadoshem Shemayim in the business world. Are you dealing honestly? How do you deal? How do you treat your workers? How do you treat the people you work for? All the Shulchan Aruch of being in panosa. That you want to make the shtadlus. A guy's got enough panosa, he doesn't have to worry about panosa anymore. He's going to have to find other areas to be shtadl, not to be Kadoshem Shemayim. Same as in Shidduchim. He's doing shtadl in Shidduchim. Someone once told me he was involved with one of my neighbors in a shidduch, whatever. He said, the guy is such a mensch. I couldn't believe what a mensch she was. Now, that's very unusual in shidduchim when you hear from the mechutanim. You know, from another chutan, like, fuck that guy. That's my mechutanim. He was such a mensch. So he was being mishtadl. That's really makar Hashem Shemayim. In all these different areas, you know what you need to do. You get toothache, so you've got to go to the dentist. So now, where's your ishtadlus to be Makar Hashem Shemayim? At the dentist. How do you sit in the waiting room? How do you talk to the secretary? How do you deal with the dentist? You've seen people in doctors' waiting rooms that can sometimes mamash behave like behaviors. You know, before the number system came, I don't know if you lived in Eretz Yisrael, before they had the number system at the kupas. It was like, it wasn't worth going to the doctor, because you could, it was dangerous, it's one of the foshes to go to a doctor. Unless you were going to be the last guy to go in. At the banks, you remember what it used to be like in the banks before they had the number, and even with the number system, it's still not so posh, you know, because I know you're here, but I just need to, you know, it was like, you go to the bank, there's only two guys in front of you. I love it. Yeah, itipo. No, you go to the bank, there's two guys in front of you, you phone your wife, you say, I'll be out of here in 5 minutes. Yeah, you tell your wife, I'll go home in 10 minutes, I need two guys in front of me. 3 hours later, you're still in the bank, because I book my place. So, and you do that with dignity and with respect, you've been Makadosh Shem Shemayim. Very interesting, my in-laws have just moved to a new, these Beit Mugan places, whatever. Beit Potir, it's a South African place in Herzliya. Whatever. She's telling my daughter, she says she sees the only people that take care of their parents properly are the frumas. They're not very frum and they've had their deals with their children becoming Balei Tshuva or whatever. She told my wife, she says, I see it. The only people that are taking care of their parents properly in this place are the frumas. No, that's a Kiddush Hashem. You're doing ishtadlus to go look, Hashem needs you to look after your mother. Nonsense. You go and you look after your mother and you're doing what you're supposed to be doing because that's what you're supposed to be doing. Enormous Kiddush Hashem, massive Kiddush Hashem. These children haven't seen their kids in 6 months. And the frum keep coming in and taking them and going and looking. It's enormous Kiddush Hashem. So how do you know where you're supposed to be mishtadl? You know, because Hashem makes you, that's what you need to do. Wherever you are, that's what you have to do. כשחוס לו פנוס, עליו נשתדל באופן מסוים. ולפסם על ידי כך עשה האמונה באופן זה. When you're black in פנוס, you משתדל there. כשחוס לו בריאות, עליו נשתדל באופן אחר. You go to the doctor. And there you מכר השם שמיים, קודם כשהוא מחפש שידך. That's awesome. Whatever you're dealing, and those are usually the problems we have, right? It's usually פנוס, health, and שידוכים. What else? Children. גידו בוני. Health for you. When you're going to deal with them in a helet at the Beis Yaakov, with them in a hell of the chayit or whatever, however hard it is, you have to try and behave like a man. Quite basically. It's a lot of pashut. You have to be mekadosh Shem Shemayim. B'derech zu kol ha'ishtadlus mo'ile b'tchum ha'lefasim Hashem Hashem b'fnei kol boy table. That's his getter of what ishtadlus is about. I don't think it's a steerer to what we learned earlier, that the ishtadlus is other. Matarot and the Rishonim discuss many different reasons why we have to make ishtadlus. Behetem lakach kasher adam zoyche la'am kol ha'ashi shesoyres eilu benafshe. When a person is able to internalize this and get these foundations deep into his nefesh, kol tenua kala sheloi mekabeles mashmois amuke v'rechove yoisa. You're now living in a different world. You're living a different life. Everything a person does takes on a whole new meaning. Everything you do now has an entirely different perspective. Everything a person is doing all day, every day, is begedah pashtus ishtadlus. V'rotzen Hashem hu sheyashenu, and the rotzen Hashem is that's the end result. Yashesh sheyashenu. Nimtzeim kein shu oyved es hakadosh baruch hu siva aber shoyt bi yomama v'soyse pulu sheyashenu. 24 hours a day, he's being oyved Hashem by just doing the simple daily things he's doing when he goes through the day. I mean, you can have two people, if you play back the video, they look like they're doing exactly the same thing. And the one guy is Omel and Isaac 24 hours a day in Avodas Hashem, and the other one's not. Two people standing in the bank, writing out a check, going to the pakid. The one guy's mamash Oyved, being Oyved Hashem with every step and every signing of every check. And the other guy went to the bank to sign a check. It's a completely different world. The one guy's involved in Netzach, and the other guy's involved in Lom Hazeh. L'maisa kacha chen chai anshe imunah. That's how people have him on the love. Mesupa alecha migdoi l'Yisrael ki yoyim echad hukar l'sham moshoi v'omaloi. He said to Yishamas, his gabbai, whatever, hayoyim bevoi ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu bikesh mimeni ki chapeses na'alei b'meshech reva shah. Hashem asked me to look for my shoes this morning for 15 minutes. And then he told me to stop looking for them. Hashamash loyev in his Dibra Rebbe. Hashamash doesn't know what he's talking about. Like the guy's lost his mind. You know? It's time to hand over the shtramel, you know? Maybe he's starting to get senile or whatever. Kishra Rebbe Kashamash any Yoyre the Sof Daito, when the Rebbe understood the Shamash not getting it, Gomalo. Was Bila Chais Dvara, I'll explain to you what I'm talking about. Kanti Baboke, Veloma Atzit and Alai. I got up this morning, I couldn't find my shoe. Ever happened to you? You got kids at home? If I ask them, what do you do for a living? I tell them, I look for shoes. When my daughter was a baby, she thought that shoes were called the other one, because we always are asking, where's the other one? So she thought shoes were called the other one. I don't understand why people can't. If you found the other one should be fairly close, no? That's logical.
You know what I'm talking about?
No chance, eh? The one's in the lounge and the other one's like in a passage in the next door neighbor's house. Why don't you tell you? I'll take my shoes off in the same place. I'll take a one shoe and walk around for half an hour. Good. Anyway, so I got up this morning, I couldn't find my shoe. Havanti Shakorish Bohu Raitse Vakish Mimeni Ataki Khapesis Ma. So what are you supposed to do now? Oh, I can't find my shoes, I'm gonna go find my shoes, whatever. Or no, just go back to bed because you can't find your shoes. No, you gotta find your shoes. So why are you looking for shoes? Because that's what Hashem wants from me. Lacha Reva Shama Tzatyatanao. After 15 minutes I found my shoe. No, so Hashem's told me. Don't you look for shoes anymore, go do something else. That means when you're living with Emunah, you're living with Hashem, which means everything you're doing is you're doing this because it's what He wants you to do. Obviously, you have choices and you have bechiras and you have to decide what does Hashem want me to do, this or whatever, beside it. So you make your choices. But when you do what you're doing it because that's what Hashem wants you to be doing right now.
But if you don't find your shoes, you continue to search 1 hour or you stop after?
Good question. Excellent question. Shikurim, I don't know. Person needs to know what's appropriate, how much ishtadlis, where ishtadlis. I don't know. Excellent question. Do you run after a bus? You have an important meeting to go to. Do you run after the bus? I don't know.
No.
You have to know what's appropriate for you.
If I think I can catch it. Yes.
No, but maybe that's not appropriate for you to run after a bus. Yeah. You might be the kind of person, a chubad or whatever, and the person doesn't run after buses. I missed the bus. You'll be on the bus. I wasn't supposed to be on the bus. I spoke to somebody once who was running after a bus by Neil Samarke, the 25, who was a bomb blast once or whatever. He said, I ran after that bus. But I didn't stop. I was hitting the bus, trying to get onto the bus. He said, since then I don't run off the buses. The bus turned around the corner and blew up. And he was running after the bus. You missed the bus. You missed your plane. How many stories about people who missed the flight or missed the bus? I told you there was a guy that did research into the trains in England. He spent 20 years researching the trains in England. And he found out that trains that have accidents always had 25 to 30% less people on the trains than trains that didn't have accidents. And from then he proved there's no God. But anyway, that's another... He wrote a whole book called Supernature, describing all these, you know, supernatural events in the world or whatever. That was just one chapter with the traits. Supernatural events. And he did research for like 20 years. How many postmen got bitten by dogs? Every year it was almost the same. Like, so what stops dogs biting postmen after number 93 or whatever? Every year there was like, I can't remember the numbers, but let's say between 90 and 93 postmen got bitten by dogs every year for 20 years. That's like radical, like why? Like who tells the dogs when to, you know, like 90, that's it, no more dogs allowed to bite postmen anymore. Like, he had a whole book like this, a whole book proving like all this supernatural, amazing stuff. I remember reading it, like was like, wow! You know? And at the end he comes to the conclusion, therefore there can't be a God, whatever. Okay. He was a Goetia scientist. Okay, whatever, I don't remember the whole, get it, it's called Supernature. You know, another one called Dreams of Dragon also. We had a book called Dreams of Dragons. I would love to learn them in yeshivas. If you need rise, that there's Hashem running the world, these are perfect. And he always comes to the conclusion at the end that I still have a hard time believing there's like... He was a Nagias. Why does a doctor not believe in God? Why all these astrophysicists that are mamash looking at Hashem in the face, why don't they believe in Hashem? So ein zumelitze, zua emes shol chayimuna. This Rebbe with his looking for a shoe, that's not exaggeration. That's how a person lives. Kol ha-sha'ivra la'adam, mechoven al yedei Hashem ha-roimi, v'kol v'cheshban medukdok. Everything I'm doing is Hashem. Kashe yudi ma'amin m'enyen lishtois kos mayim, yodei, ki mezigas ha-kois eini ha-ruva l'kach she'achein hu yishtes ha-mayim. A Jew wants to drink water. So he thinks just because he opens up the tap and fills up the glass, he's going to drink water. Who says? He's still going to get his hand to, you know, move the cup to the... Hitachen kiamayim yishpochoi, usha kois tishamet miyodoi, the kois can drop, the water can spill. He looks in the cup and he realizes there was ants in the cup. He didn't look before. Many things can happen. So what are you going to do? Not pour a cup of water. Why are you filling up that water? I want to drink. But why? Who says you'll drink it even if you fill up the cup? So what, I shouldn't fill up the cup? He made a cup of coffee thinking I was going to drink it and I'm talking too much. So no, that's Ishtadlis. Ishtadlis higinu mishamayim mi-Hashem. I want you to now, you're thirsty, so what I want you to be doing, I want you to go fill up a glass of water, drink a glass of water. Whether you'll drink that water or whether it'll quench your thirst, it's going to do with you. You go make ishtadlis. V'kol rega v'rega v'di dobek v'kosh boku v'tachlis advekes v'oises maisev v'etem l'rotzen Hashem. Whatever he's doing l'rotzen Hashem. The last paragraph to finish off this sefer. Zu gam oimek dvarav shel baal ha-meshech chochma. Hanis kileo, we saw the meshech chochma right in the beginning. Shekosiv she mitzvahs abetochen he mitzvahs vadveikus. What's mitzvah betochen? Dveikus, relationship. The mitzvah betochen is to be living with Hashem. Legabai boteich amiti ein tzad v'shol b'chayev she'ein asiyas rotzen Hashem. There's another but the brisker off that he didn't lift his finger without consulting Shulchan Aruch first. It sounds like an exaggeration. What do you mean? He wanted to lift without his finger, bring me Shulchan Aruch. No, he didn't do anything without recognizing whatever I'm doing is the rotzen Hashem, and I'm doing this because there's a reason. Not just stum. But Pinkus used to say the word stum doesn't exist. There's a Jew stum. Why did you do that? I stum. What do you mean? You did that because there's a reason, otherwise why do it? Think about what you're doing. No such thing as stum. Zoom a dragosu shel Yitzhak Avinu. If you're worried that you're not holding there, that was the dry dog of Yitzhak Avinu. Dveikus muchletus b'Hashem Yisbach b'kol rega b'kol pu'ula. Now obviously, we're not anywhere near this darga. Most of our days, we're not even thinking about what we're doing, never mind what Hashem's doing. But you have to find somewhere in your life, somehow in your day, to build in this type of a marechet that you need to have a taste of it. 5 minutes a day, or tell yourself, whenever I go to the bank, or wherever I do this pool or whatever, I'm going to do this with this kavan in mind or whatever. Start with 5 minutes a day. And you can get, I know a balabos, he's not a balabos anymore, but when he told me this, he was not much a balabos. He said to me, I walk hand in hand with Hashem, giving din v'cheshbon all the time. And what Hashem does is his business, I do what I have to do. I'm never embarrassed, I'm never upset, I just walk with Hashem, give din v'cheshbon, Abba. I give din v'cheshbon, I walk with Hashem hand in hand, give din v'cheshbon, that's what I have to do. What Hashem does, it's his business. Go live with a guy like that. Okay. The next toitzah that we have to confront, Chayes Halavava says this as well, that one of the biggest problems for a Baal Batochen is all the bad things that happen to good people. Or bad people, or the whole tzadik v'ralo issue, kabbalis yesurim. There's plenty of suffering in the world. When you become a Baal Batochen, you said you have to deal with what's tefillah, what's ishtadlis, you also have to know what about yesurim. Rebecca once asked it very pointedly. He said, how do you get warm and candy with the guy that built Auschwitz? Who made Auschwitz? Hashem. V'haftis Hashem Elokecho. How do you get warm and candy with the guy that built Auschwitz? That's a very complex question. If you prepare to at least address the question and not become an apikoros. So that's the next, the whole next section we're going to be dealing with. It's called the policy Surin Ba'ava. So Hashem will start tomorrow. Thank you. Master, you back.